We are now reconvened for the administrative portion of the meeting. We have four items on consent. I move approval.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, signify by saying nay. Motion is approved.
Good job cleaning up the policies, Jack.
As always.
And Steve and Jill and everyone who was involved in that. It's good.
Yeah, that is
like clean out your closets. Hauling things to secondhand or the garbage.
It is really important because, and I can't even think of an example, but it seems to me it's happened since I've been here where all of a sudden we're struggling with something and check to see what the policy is and find out, well, it conflicts with law now. And
yeah.
Then what are you supposed to do? And much better when we can head those things off by finding these things. So kudos.
Nice work. Okay, on discussion matters, the first is the investigation on Emmons Logan Wind Farm. Commissioner Crispin.
Well, so I've gotten a couple of calls from down in Emmons County. And to be honest with you, the first time, I couldn't even figure out what they were talking about. I didn't know that in some areas there's so much television available over the air. They get 20-some channels down there.
Wow.
So people don't need to pay for TV.
With just rabbit ears? Like just a
regular? Well, I don't know if there's an antenna in the house or rabbit ears or what. And I don't know how many areas are like this. These are all things why I think we need to figure this out. Apparently, they're getting signals from some big towers down by St. Anthony is what I was told. Whether any of this is accurate or not, I don't really know. But, you know, are there more towers like that around the state? And when we site future wind farms, you know, when are we going to be interfering with someone's TV or not? Knowing what I pay for TV service and don't even watch that much could make quite a difference if I could get a lot of that stuff for free and now something was going to go in and get in the way. I don't know. I'm imagining, I guess, because I don't know if they know. I'm imagining the issue is, you know, a turbine being in direct line between your home and the transmitting tower. But maybe it's the electronics. And if it's the electronics, is it the electronics that has to do with generating electricity? Or is it our advanced light detection system? I don't know what's causing it, but and maybe it's not even the wind farm. Maybe something else happened and about the same time, and they're just associating it. But I've gotten a couple calls. Then when I seen the consumer complaint statistics, I saw there was one on there on the same subject that was unresolved, and I inquired, and at that point, Stacy, did you say there's now a total of three or four that have come in?
Yeah, three.
So all in the same area?
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's increased since then that have come in to staff, and I think we definitely need to, at least until we've investigated a little bit, be doing more than telling them to just work something out with the company. Maybe there's something more we need to be doing or learning from this. And so I do think it's important that we get staff assigned to it, contact some of these people, learn more about exactly what's going on, sit down with the company. And maybe at some point we need an investigative hearing, whether that would be, I'm thinking kind of sort of like an informal kind of thing. But I think we need to learn more from this pretty quickly here before these people are almost forced to accept some kind of settlement from the company.
So what are you proposing happens?
Just to have staff do an investigation.
Okay. Does that then, what does that lead to? I'm not opposed to that. I just want to know what we're opening and what path we're going down and, you know, because sometimes we get a little, like when the staff starts doing complaints, then it's up to us to resolve those complaints, and it gets more complicated than just trying to, you know, common sense way, just figure things out and complete it.
In my viewpoint,
an investigation is just that. It doesn't necessarily result in enforcement action. It can ultimately result in enforcement action, but I think it's more of a preliminary information gathering.
Okay.
That's how I would interpret it. But it also, when the investigation is open up, it allows the opportunity to call for hearings, like informal hearings for discussion and so forth to really seek out additional information.
How would this tie into our legal authority? So let's say an investigation occurs. If it were to occur, it occurs, and there's clearly interference. Mm-hmm. What authority would we have at that point in time?
I guess I wouldn't want to speak to our enforcement authority regarding one specific issue until we've had an opportunity to really kind of flesh it out with investigation and look at the record.
Yeah, or would it be more as serving, in a sense, as a liaison between the operator and the people experiencing the issues?
I think, depending on how they're caught, I don't think these people should necessarily be in a position of just having to accept whatever the company offers. If it's obscenely low, then or a minimal correction to resolve it. A couple things, and these aren't quotes, but just some notes I took from the order approving the project. Was it Emmons Logan Wind will work with landowners to minimize land use disruptions, and that there be no significant adverse impacts are foreseen. And losing that kind of television service seems to me like an adverse impact. And so I think it's definitely worth investigating.
Yeah, no, I agree. I just wanted to wrap my brain around, okay, how is it actionable, in terms of our authority, and just so I could start thinking down the road if, whatever point we arrive at.
And we wouldn't want to investigate something that we had no authority on. Like, that would be, we wouldn't even need to start the investigation if it was completely outside our bounds of authority.
Sure, but along that note, within our authority is to request any sort of information regarding our jurisdiction. And even if it isn't something the commission decides that they need to take action on in the public interest, this may be information that the commission would like to gather to aid them in future citing cases as well.
Okay.
Okay, good. Anything else, Commissioner Christmas?
Just to clarify, is that just now that staff has kind of received a directive here? Or do we need a motion or anything?
I think that's just that we'll take that as a commission direction unless...
Okay.
And it feels to me, just from my 2 cents, it looks to me like the company's had quite a lot of involvement with these people directly, so I would assume part of the staff's investigation would be to check in with the company to see what they've been trying to do and what they believe the cause is, and maybe because they probably have experienced this in other places and can cut to the chase quickly on whether they do or don't believe that they're causing it. By virtue of the fact that it looks like they've offered some solutions or resolutions, it seems like they must feel like there's at least some legitimacy to their being involved in causing this.
Sure, and I believe the staff already has followed up with them to a degree. But it's pretty preliminary. We just recently have been made aware of the issue. So, I imagine that will continue regardless.
Yeah, good.
If I can ask this, maybe I can't. Maybe I can't. Have any... individuals that the company has worked with, have they found the solution or the remediation satisfactory, or don't we know?
The ones that I specifically talked to, no, but I don't know about anybody
else. So it's not that they were having they're having issues with their reception, and they've also been working with the company, but they haven't found a satisfactory resolution. Is that fair to say?
Well, what I just cut it off because I didn't want to get into a case and then end up having to recuse myself if it becomes a case for us. Mm-hmm. The question that was proposed to me was, there was the assertion that it's the wind farm that caused them to no longer have good TV service. Now they've sent me a settlement check. Do you think I should accept this? And I said, I don't know about that. But
oh, that's interesting.
Like I said before, I just think we need to learn more about what's going on.
Yeah, no, I agree. I'm interested to hear what staff comes up with.
Trying to talk to us.
Could we set sort of a timeline for hearing back from staff, just so that we don't? And this is one of those things that kind of can fall to the wayside a bit, and you know, I'm open to what's reasonable, but maybe 6 weeks, like. Or what do you think, Randy? It's you've had contact with the folks on it already.
Well, I don't know about setting a limit, but I'm okay with it if you think that we should. Maybe then it needs to get extended. But I think it's something that we need to follow up on quickly, because I could see the annoyance. And what I don't want is for people to feel like we're brushing them off because it's something we haven't worked with in the past.
Right.
And so now their only opportunity is to settle for losing something they've always had or take what the company gives them. And that's a bad situation for the for the residents.
What
there.
If we were to put it
and
on?
So I think we need to just dig into it and have staff know that we're expecting a
I mean, just a report back. It doesn't have to be completed by a set time, but just like we'd like to hear back on a progress with it, like in a month or something.
How about on Wednesday, September 9th at that meeting? It's getting, you know, sure. It's out there, but maybe have it on for discussion again to get an update?
Sounds good.
Is that reasonable?
I believe so.
And I agree. That keeps it alive and in front of us. Yep.
Okay.
You know, one thing on a side note, I don't have cable at the house. So, and I do receive here in town 21 channels.
Really?
If you like Hogan's Heroes and I Love Lucy reruns, I mean, it's all about, which I don't watch TV.
Do you have an
rarely.
Antenna?
I do. Electric, just a fairly inexpensive electric antenna. So I said no.
So it's not digital then, or how does is it grainy?
No.
Some of it's
actually better than electric TV or some of those.
You don't have basic cable?
I'm positive I don't have basic cable.
Because I have basic cable, and that's what it cost me $30.
You have teenagers.
Yeah. You know, they're mad about basic cable.
they don't want it at all.
Any sports.
You could always take it away.
Yeah, no, they like that. They want more.
No, I understand that. See, I always did the opposite, kind of like reverse psychology.
Oh, right.
Well, we could get rid of it. Yeah, then it's
you don't like it. That's easy. It's even cheaper.
Yeah. Well, thanks. Appreciate it. Okay, moving along. Scheduling matters. The administrative rulemaking work session. Jack, you would like to go through, and I want to echo some earlier thoughts, but on this particular topic, I went through the, it's a little over 2 hours, 2.5 hours with Conrad, and I don't have my notes in front of me, but I know you were involved, mm-hmm. Conrad, obviously, Shelley, was Anthony in on?
No, it's mostly just Conrad, Shelley, and myself.
Okay.
Until your involvement.
Yeah. But wow, that's a tremendous amount of detail and work to go through. So.
And if Conrad's on the line, maybe I'll let him speak to this because I know he's done the most work on this.
We're just setting a date, though, right? We don't need to go into anything. Just pick the date or when we're going to have this work session.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm here, Commissioner Fedorchak, and so that's correct. We are looking to set a date. I'd like to set it out, you know, something what Commissioner Crosh and I were discussing is something that might be approximately a week and a half or 2 weeks out so that I can provide the three of you with the package, because the ways and measures one is extensive. There is a lot in there that we needed to do to update things. The last time the rulemaking was done was 2008. So I want to make sure there's plenty of time for the three of you to review. And then if you have any questions, you can certainly reach out to myself. I'd be happy to explain something if something doesn't make sense or you've got something that you'd like to further details on. And in that way, we can make sure that for the work session, we can make that as productive as possible. That's kind of the vision that I have for that process.
And I guess
Go ahead.
To follow up on that, too, I know there are other rulemakings as well. Commissioner Fedorchak, we discussed one previously, and I planned on adding that to the package,
Good.
But in here as well as a couple others. So if there are any administrative rulemakings that the commission would like to discuss, then that would be a time to do that.
Do we want to look at, like, the Friday the 14th or that next week? I could do it on the 18th. Or what are you guys, how does your schedule look those days?
The 18th works for me.
The 18th would work for me.
19th works for me. 20th works for me.
Should we just go with the 18th, since I think we're all... Did that one work for you?
18th works, yep. 10 a.m., 10 to 12?
Perfect.
2 hours?
It may take a couple hours.
10 to 11, 10 to 12?
Sure.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. The next.
Perfect. Then the next one is a work session on the Veruca. Do we have someone?
It's Conrad again.
Oh, Conrad, did you have something to add?
Oh, no. The 18th sounds great, and I will I'll make sure I get that. We'll get that as rule packages distributed to the three of you as soon as possible.
Probably should have double checked to make sure that that works for you.
That works perfectly for me. I would have interjected had it not, but the 18th is a great time, so I will be there.
All right. Thanks, Conrad. Okay.
Thank you.
The next is the Verindri. One call complaint, and I agree. I think we should get something scheduled to talk about some possible.
What's your guys'? Do you want to do it next week or throw some times out here?
I think there was a timing issue of when the was there going to be findings of fact submitted?
We are awaiting a proposed order. I think you should be coming here very quickly. But I think if we schedule a work session anytime next week, it would work. Okay. Based upon the timing.
How about if we just did it on the 18th? We know that we're going to be in town then.
Works for me. The afternoon.
1:30.
At 1:30.
Okay, 1:30 on the 18th.
Perfect.
Which one did you choose? Which time? 1 or 1:30?
1:30. I think 1:30, right?
Yeah. Because that other one might go over a little bit. You never know. So.
Okay. Perfect. Any other?
I have one item for scheduling. Adam and I have been trying to schedule on the next RTO update meeting. Mm-hmm. We've only got one date so far that worked with both SPP and MISO, so I'm hoping it works in your calendars. September 1st.
Looks good on my calendar.
Looks good on my calendar.
Yes.
Jack.
Yay.
Any time constraints? We'll kind of work out the times with. I know MISO had some. I want to say they were only available from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. or something along those lines. Give each about 2.5 hours, and just kind of whenever it works best throughout the day. We're anticipating just doing a WebEx type of thing. We're not going to make anyone travel
come here
right now, obviously.
Works. I don't have any time constraints.
Okay.
Nor do I.
Okay. We will. We'll give each one between 2 and 2.5 hours and get the info to John so we can get it on the calendar right away.
Perfect.
Okay.
Is our date set for the a staff gathering?
Yes.
Okay. And that's still tentative, but it's on the calendar.
Mm-hmm. It is.
In
it is.
September? Like, is it the 9th?
Yep.
Okay, there it is.
I just right. saw it.
Good.
And we do have all the permits in place and everything, so.
All right.
Okay, anything else for the good of the order?
Can I just go back and clarify something?
Mm-hmm.
When we were talking about setting those other two, both times I wrote July 18th, and I hope we weren't saying that. I assume we were all talking about August 18th, and I just wrote the wrong thing, right?
Well, hopefully, because July is over.
Yeah. August 18th is what we said, right?
Yes.
Okay.
You got that from me last meeting.
Yep.
Is that a trick question?
Next year. I'm like, what
wanted
is
to make
today's
sure we're not
date?
Booking out into 2021 here already.
I thought it was in the Twilight Zone for a minute, Randy.
Stop confusing yourself.
Oh, last meeting, I asked. I literally asked to confirm it. Heard it and wrote down the wrong date.
You wrote it down incorrectly?
Yeah.
And
I said it right because I listened to the tape. I said it right, confirmed it right, wrote down the wrong date.
What's going on in this end of the bench?
I said he's catching whatever I had.
Gravity pull.
Must be some kind of electronic thing.
Yeah.
Throwing us up.
Oh,
some of these bigger turbines out here in Wilton Wind.
Well, I believe this would indicate that we are, in fact, done. We are adjourned.